in Siftes, I think. This is a case which is probably not so relevant to us, but anyway, it's a case which is in the Mishnah Martev, Shemesadrin by Shuras Shalchopias, which is in Taflam and Gimel Siftes. You have a Martev, which is a wine cellar, where they put barrels of, rows of barrels of wine. So it's a zoo, Achit Nismala Kulay. They would layers, rows of barrels, and then put another layer on top of that. And they put another layer on top of the first layer, and then the second layer on top of that, all the way up to the car, up to the ceiling. So the concern, of course, is that he's going to go and get some wine in the middle of the meal. But obviously, that the chametz which he's going to be taking from the outermost container is not all the way in the back. And so, lived el shur hol, you know, you have to check the upper row, acheres lamatim mino, one row beneath it. The hanu shur al penei roichav hamartev, v'loy al kol shetach hamartev. El you know, roya es a kerev es a pesach acheres lamatim mino. So I could possibly think, let's say, for argument's sake, that they're five across, five deep, and five up. Right? So you have 25. So you could have thought when I say the top one, I mean all 25 on top. It says, I don't mean that. I mean the five barrels in the front, the uppermost row, and the five barrels beneath that, so it's a total of 10 barrels that you'd be checking. That makes sense to you? Yeah? Okay. Mem. Martha Shemesadrin boy. The Dafka Martha Shemesadrin mental search. So it's all talking about a wine cellar which people would go in the middle of the meal to get, they would get wine in the middle of the meal. Shapomim Harlech Mashamish Ram Sasuda Upita Biyadr Lahabi Oid Yayan Lashulchan. Sometimes he'll go back to get more wine. And in the middle of his meal, he takes some bread with him. Shcheich Shabbos Peter might leave his bread there. Okay. Saying Tzarek Libdoik, I'm Ber Locha. Okay. It's going, you only have to check the uppermost row and the one below it. Look, hold on, Shetach HaMartev, not across the whole area of the Martev. Saying Tzarek Libdoik, Kolo Yonis, Haroyos, HaSatikro. You don't do the whole upper row, upper layer, which is beneath the ceiling, by width and by length. The last row, which is the one which faces the doorway, that row, in a certain sense, is looking directly at the ceiling and at the doorway at the same time. And a similar row beneath it, she roya rak as a pesach levav, which is only facing towards the pesach. Now, the Bir Lachan just brings a question. You learn psachim, so this is the Gemara in Chetzim Abayz, and there's a machlokes in the Gemara. How to learn the Mishnah? And the Shulchan Aruch is passing over here like the Shita, which learns that we're passing like Rav, that you don't have to do the whole upper layer, just the outermost row and one row beneath it. But the Maaseh, there are other Poskim which passkin that you have to do the whole upper layer, which is like Shmuel. So again, if it's ever Nageya, you'll discuss it more. Okay, Yud.
So here we're assuming that if he left the pasta there, he just put on top of the chavis and it sat there. So we're checking just the tops, right? If it fell down to the ground, it's not a consideration here.
Well, it's possible he put on the somewhere in that layer. We're not worried about going all the way down to the ground, correct? Yud. But they can see about the midrashes, svichi medika, shuls and base medrash. Bate medrash, ni bedika. Why ni bedika? Mivnei shatinoikas mechnisin b'em chametz, because kids bring chametz into there. So the Mishabura mem gimel shichim b'dika. Now this halacha b'dika is v'lel yadal l'oran air. It's like any time in chichim b'dika, it has to be done by night. It has to be done by candlelight. Okay. V'ashamashim enam nishoram livlik b'layla. In general, we found that the shamashim are not doing their job properly. They're not being careful to check at night. El mechavdim heitev, they clean it out. They clean it out well b'yoyim. And that's all they do. Well, Yafa Hemasim, that's incorrect what they're doing. Sarklazir Malkach, Shikamu Mitzah Sacham Mitzah Guna. We have to inform them that they have to do it properly, but the Allah of Achia Badika. Okay, because there was part of the Shamash's job when he's hired is this responsibility. I was like, why is it, you know, I mean, you're right, somebody has to do it, but why him? Every year we have to find somebody, make sure there's somebody who takes care of being Baruch here in the yeshiva. I'm sure there's somebody who takes care of being Baruch in the shul, but there's no shamish who has that job, the Baruch Shomri, you know? But somebody has to do a batika there. I think it was there one year actually, I saw some guys coming in being Baruch. Yechol Mavorach al-Badika Zu, you know, he says a chiddush, that there is a chi of bracha on this batika, and the person who's responsible will make a bracha. But there's no din of bittul afterwards because the person who's doing the bedika doesn't own the chometz. You can't do bittul on this chometz, which doesn't belong to you. It belongs to the people who came to the shul. Now, if a person did not do bedika at nighttime properly, so then, so you're going to do bedika by day. So we mentioned this Mishnah before. By day, you're allowed to check with based on the daylight because you don't need to use a candle. They have a large amount of windows that they used to make their shuls. And therefore, there's a lot of sunlight coming in. It's very clear. But then we come into the Nachsadra, and it has equivalent halacha to an Nachsadra we had before. Okay, if you mash a ksav nuleil b'sif katan zayin, the imiyesh zchuchis v'achalon is that's some of windows which are just open air windows. But if there's glass in the windows, shuv afilu kenegad achalon mamish and dinu kachsadra ken hachanami beinan kishaboytkan beyoyim l'orachama yiftach achalon. So you have to open the windows. Now, we mentioned before that they were talking about their glass, which is not as clear. But nowadays, the person say you have clear glass, totally clear glass, so that's not, then you do not need to open the windows.
When dealing with the base knesset or base medrash, one doesn't have to put out pieces of chametz throughout, or is that minhag only by bayis?
I would say probably it's only the bayis. Like we said before, it's not make your din, you know, the whole chashash, maybe it's a bracha, but all the remorse really is not a problem. The only thing is that nowadays which we clean so well, the Mishabura said maybe there's the shard seems, maybe there's an inyan of doing it. I don't know whether that's true by a shul. I don't think they do any major major cleaning over there.
Then all the more so you have to do a really good job.
Right. The shard seen Nodala points out, even if you're telling me you're doing a bedika on the room, based on the sunlight in the shul, but the little cracks and crevices, little cracks and holes, which you need to look peer into, those you need are you're going to need a candle. That's what Shart saying. You're telling me come welcome, but bechar will be stuck in the holes and in the crevices. Been there that you need a candle. Lo diva mechotz adain lo gag lemalo. Even a chotzer, which doesn't have any roof at all on top, when you get to the chur mistok, and you need to use a candle. Okay. Fine. The chiddush over here is the following. As we discussed way back when, that there are two reasons why we do bedika. One is because we're afraid the person will not do the bit, if you can't rely on bittul alone, because maybe he won't do bittul with Leif Sholem, so it's proper to search out the chometz and destroy it, because you can't rely on him really being mevatel, because maybe it'll be valuable to him, and he won't want to be mevatel. That's one reason. The other reason was because Shema Yavala Ochla, even though you did bittul, midrash, it's not osur, but to keep it, but there's always the concern the person might come to eat it. So here in this scenario, with the bedikah which we're doing on the shul, isn't because we're worried about the individual owners of the chometz that they're going to be over near Averis. It's because the shul needs a bedikah. So now that's a chashash of Shema Yavala Ochla. It's not a chashash of that you might be able to not do a bittul b'lei shalom, because you're not doing any bittul at all over here. The Pershamish isn't doing bittul, period. So the Chiyah Bedika can't be because of the we're concerned that the bittul wasn't b'lei shalom. So the main reason why you're doing bittul here is because Shem Yavul Ochlo, because people might find the piece of chometz and might come to eat it. And you're making a bracha on that alone. So the Masav Dirsha points out over here that here we have a scenario where you have only a chiyah b'dikah for one of the two reasons, and still you make a bracha. So that the bracha is still valid, even if it's only true according to one of the two reasons. Because the person we're passing over here, that there is a chiyah bracha. Sif Yud Aleph. Hamachabed Chedroi, B'yud Gimel B'nissen. The person sweeping out is the room. On the 13th of Nisan, he says, "Mechavan libda kochometz melevaroi." He says, "You know what? Why not check while I'm sweeping? I might as well just look and see if there's anything here." And then he takes the chometz that he found and decides he's doing this in order to be bo'edik and then to burn it. V'nizor shalom hachasham oid chometz. And once he's finished, he does not allow any more chometz into that room. So if we can't start libda, he still has to do bedika. The following night, the night of the 14th. We don't say the fact that he was the sweeping process, the cleaning process should count in place of a bedik. Okay. One point. It comes from Ramah, a different point. But we do want you to do kibud, be mechabed, the rooms, sweep out the rooms before you do bedika, they're facilitating a better bedika because all of the other junk and such has been removed. It's much easier to search for chametz. V'akisim oibot ha'yad shelo begadon. If you have pockets, or about the yad, well, a kis is like a purse, but the yad is like a place where you put your hands in, some type of a pocket, shelo begadon. Sometimes chometz goes into the kis or into the pocket. So shichem medika, they need medika. So the guy tells me he wants a medika in his shirt pocket. I said, I'm not really aware that you're really storing any types of items of chometz in your shirt pocket. But sometimes a person, you know, might stick something in his pocket, pants pocket, he might jacket pocket, he might go to a kiddush, wrap up a little thing and take home for his kid or something like that. You know, those type of things you would do. So once it's a place where chometz goes into, you have a chiyuv to be bodek. Okay. So katan mem dalet. Person is sweeping on Yud Gimel Nisan, and he's having kavanah to be bodek the chometz. Mechaber shomer, let me boy b'stam. Not only in a case where he's doing it without any thought process intentionally. So even not only that case, shen cheskosa muskaber, it's not considered. Cleaned out. Even if he has intention, l'shem b'dika, it still will not work. And he's going to be said that he still has a chiyah b'dika afterwards. Okay, so okay. Now you didn't do b'dika. You did that sweeping. Still, you need to do b'dika by night. I'll be can't circle b'dik. Still do b'dika again by night. So why? So it gives you a few reasons. Shekibud en b'dika gemura. Sweeping does not have a dinner with bedikah, so you didn't do your bedikah, you just did sweeping. Shemanishtar chometz basically, sometimes the chometz will get caught in a little crack, a little depression in the ground. The gumma is like a depression. Even if you did a bedikah in all those little cracks with the candle, So gam kin tzarach lasher leave the gvelah the chol yisrael. You still bechira do bedika the whole that night. Kichol yisrael like other Jews. The story behind that is called shalataklik. We don't want to start having that. That some people are doing the bedika. Then everybody knows. Leidah, we do bedika together. That's it. End the conversation. Okay. That's a new svara. Shalachal ben bedika le bedika. We don't want to differentiate between the different bedikas. Calls up Mispar b'tarch divrei Shmuel. So that's the same Mordechai. It's all based on the Mordechai. Furthermore, like I explained before, that Chazal wanted you to do bedika with Or and Nair, so it has to be done at night time, because the Or of the Nair b'yayim is not invalid. It does not come out clear. It's not a valid bedika. Now take a look at the Sharetzion in Nunvav. So he said it over saying maybe some chametz will get stuck. Even he did a bedika b'charet b'stokin. He says, "Dinam shlo." He says, "Do bedika again." He shouldn't be shlo. L'chal ben bedika lebedika. So the time is then involved. Im shar cheder echad livdaik oisoi kedin belaila. He left over one room which he's going to check properly at night. Shabbat dami. So that's okay. Because the whole reason why is because we want you to be should be different than everybody else. I'm not. I'm doing bedika the night and paying 14th also. So according to this directly, I can clean and check by day, according to this reasoning, most of the house and leave one room for the nighttime and then do a bedika that one room at nighttime. Can't cost the b'shumas adeshin. Gam din ze en oborakol kaf. The truth is, however, yeshar mishal taklik koi akol abayis subayis. He's understanding that means each person shouldn't be different. Everybody's doing a bedika, some bedika. Well, he's doing bedika in the whole house. He's only bedika in one room, so they're changing. They're differentiating. That's okay. But he says you could argue that that's not so. It means each house, if you do bedika in a house at nighttime, this house, the person is doing a bedika on the house. This person should be doing a bedika on the house also. No, well, I'm doing bedika on only one room. I did it earlier. That would not be acceptable, possibly. Of the fima shasayim agan rabbi nafilu barak b'yoyim, mashasat the mishabur the fima shakosavnu, the mani rakshiv the balayla rachet rechut. But the second reasoning, because the candle doesn't work well by day, so you don't have to fulfill your obligation to bedika lor and there, so you can't rely at all on this bedika. Okay. Then we said that. But people should prepare for the night of Bedikas Chometz by cleaning up beforehand. We have to sleep out the rooms. It's not easy to check when you have all this other junk there, all the dirt there. Bedikas is the morning of the 13th, we pointed out. You clean up, wash everything out. Night of the 14th, you do Bedikas, beginning of the nighttime. That's it. So it takes you, you've been working 10 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, you know, that's it. Commercial Ksabdal, Basiman Tafel Manal, Sifal, that you do the Bedika right away at the beginning of the night. Shaz Bedika, Minig, Little, Nitzis, Chabad Hate, Bimokim, Machar, Mastokim, Ligur, Mishal, Macham, and Siman Nitzis. So you get your little package of a little candle and a little feather. It was under what's the feather for? Feather is used as like a little broom. It helps you sweep out, you know, whatever's caught in these crevices. And then you gather it in your wooden spoon and you take it out. That's how you used to do it. So you sound like that is the minig. You should maintain the minig. Okay, and then he said if you have kisim, purses or pockets, which you stick chomets in sometimes. Just a mem pomim chomets. Feel the armor barley, shalom nitin behem chomets. I tell you, I didn't put any chomets in here. He still has to check. Why? The Mosul Arami Ole, who, Balabadati, he has no responsibility to be aware of it during the middle of the year, but he's put chametz in there, therefore he's not necessarily even aware of what he's doing. We do many things without realizing we're doing them. Therefore, the chametz are bedik, it doesn't need bedik. Ba'alim noigim rak lanara kisim b'shasabir. People, Mr. Brewer is not happy with it. He said, but the minigar element is that you shake out the pocket. They don't necessarily check, they shake out the pockets. Nochan lindo kisim b'shasa b'dik, it's proper to check them during the b'dika. You should definitely shake them out at the time of beer. Tomorrow, the next day, when the person actually burns the chametz, maybe you know, without thinking, you had some chametz on the table, you're eating the night of the 14th, they still have chametz. And he'd eat some chametz, and meanwhile, he stuck something in his pocket, like usual, without realizing it. So you should at least shake them out again. So according to the swore of the Sharatzin, which you said before, that as long as you leave over cheder echad livdoik shaper dami, according to that reasoning, so theoretically you'd want to, if you want to do check the pants pockets etc. beforehand, as long as you leave over the house to do, so you weren't mechalkim medika medika, and you'd be allowed to do that. If not by day, but at least by night. So that was correct. That should be correct. Even though Mr. Brewer brought a second reason over there. And there is not miracle kach, but you know, like Lila. But if you do it, let's say, you know, if you theoretically do it the night before, I can go to my pockets on the night of the 13th. So it's not my nighttime, which is, so there's a good light, good candle, you know, flashlight. Probably aren't sticking candles into your pants pockets. And you're not being called to Medika Bediga because you're doing the regular Bediga the following night on the whole house.
Are you saying anything on the 13th?
No.
You're just doing it on the 13th.
Now, let's take it a step further. So, is there a chiyuv to do, that's all, let's see, Memchess. Yours or your children's clothing have to be checked. For sure, have to be checked, right? You know what they put in there. So my rabbi told me that he holds that it's very hard to do bedika inside of a pocket with a candle. It doesn't really do too well. So you do it as best, the best way to do bedika, which really probably is with your hands. You just take your hand around and sign up, same thing in there. So. Once that's true, you can do that. It doesn't have to be night because it's not a question of using a candle. So you're going to do the house at night time. Else, the or in there is not yet for the bedika. You're not using the or in there anyway. So Rebbe said, just as you're cleaning for Pesach, you go through all the pockets, just move your hands around. There's no chametz inside, no pieces of anything inside. They're done. Just make sure they're not used again. Till Pesach, and you're done. You don't have to leave it for the night of the 14th to do. And that's what my rabbi told me. I see over here in the Mosav Dirshah, they quote Rabbi Yashiv saying the same thing, and Rav Ozan also saying that you just do. It's hard to do a particular in there. You just do Misha, she just feel it around. And he brings some Marissa and Corellas, he disagrees. Well, come on, that is an eight, and I don't know, my rabbi told me that many years ago, and that's what we do. Actually, my wife does that part when she's cleaning, so she checks all the. Lets me know that she did it. There is an interesting piece from Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says, you know, nowadays we wash clean very, very well. We wash, we rinse, you know, the house beforehand. So, theoretically, it doesn't replace the lechiv of bedika. But on the other hand, the chazaka that there's potential for chametz there is pretty, very much weakened because you're cleaning up so well beforehand. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, nowadays is for that itself. We want you to go and check to make sure that every area was cleaned well, thereby removing all the chametz which had been there. So the chiyuv b'dika is really to see how well it was cleaned. That's a quote from Shlomo Zalman saying like that. I think it's a bit chiddush. Supposedly the quote that Rabbi Yashar said the same thing. They being from Nissen Krell, it's no. The Chiyuv B'dika nowadays remains as always. I mean, that's pashtus l'chora. I mean, you can't say that the tekana is bottle because I mean the tekana is in place. You can say the chatkila when they made the tekana, they didn't make it under such an area, so that doesn't go into the criteria of the tekana to start with. Well, we don't really have that makor for that. So, how would it work? Look, you have a chazakah in these areas that there's a potential for chametz there. So, it'd be somewhere along the lines that we have some type of a halachic assumption that when you clean like that, the level of cleaning, whatever it is, chances are there's not chametz anymore. So, it's almost like they have like a roif. This creates a nature that most of the times, after such cleansing process, there's nothing there. So long, like there's like a roiv pummi. Most of the times, this process will accomplish that. So the roiv beats out the chazakah that there was chametz there beforehand. Ruba b'chazakah ruba adiv. So the roiv will beat out. That is the svara that Rishon Shechter uses to explain the idea that a lot of you have these companies. They have these washing processes to remove bugs. So it's talking about something which has bugs in it. You know there are bugs in it. It's mostly there's bugs in it. And now we're saying that they're washing, they're doing this process, which we've tested, and then we know that it's effective. And now you're not mechivah the b'dika anymore. So how does that work? Once you're mechivah the b'dika, you're mechivah the b'dika. You can't pat yourself on that chiyuv. So I'm not pat yourself on that chiyuv. I'm not saying that washing is the equivalent of a b'dika. I'm saying that the nature of the washing process is such that it breaks the chazakah based on this concept that ruba v'chazakah, ruba adif. Something is muksa that it has a certain way, that's a certain way. That's the type of chazakah. And this procedure has a roiv has been established that most of the time, when done properly, this procedure, whatever the procedure they use, will remove all of the insects which are there. So okay, so the ruba chazakah, ruba adif, that's what he argues. Interesting, nobody, I can't remember, anybody else that talks about it. The imams with that problem. But once you know for sure that there's some level of infestation, and there are bugs there, so why would it's muhsik, so why would, you have a chivadik, once it's muhsik, so why would washing it like that be sufficient? So he says, it's not the only type of vegetable which we say like that, talk about the commercial pre-wash ones. I think Star K has in some vegetable bags. They have Star K indicating that it was. When they go do a batch, they will then spot check X amounts of heads of whatever it is. You know the results. The results are clean. It gets a chazaka that it was clean. Not all machines are created equal. Not all of these machines which wash the vegetables are equal. Some of them are better than others. That's why you see a hechsher going on only in certain ones, not on the other ones. Not because they pay more money, but because they actually are more or less reliable, depending on each type of process. Okay, we can start Tav Lamed Daled. Here's one more. So this idea that Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashar were saying that Bizman is there because we're doing the cleaning process, it takes away the Chiyuv B'dika. It just creates a new Chiyuv B'dika to make sure that you did a good job cleaning. Besides the question of what happened to the Kanas Chazal, they're creating a new Chiyuv B'dika. they're taking away the chibadika, means start looking for chomus, because that was the same time. But we're doing carrying a little chibadika, you're the body to make sure that they did a good job cleaning it. So what that doesn't make any sense. I mean, we can't make our own new chibadika. What he means, pashas, what he means is, you have a chibadika in all of this. Once it's nisbar that it was cleaned properly, so that acts like a roiv and says that it's bavatal the chazaka of a chiv. But how do you know that? Well, you have to bavar that. So you have to go and check the rooms, make sure that it was cleaned properly, and to know that therefore you can rely on the fact that the cleaning process, but you can't rely on the cleaning process without having the knowledge it was cleaned properly. So it's not a chiv bedika in the sense of that. So I mean, according to them, I don't know why you'd be making a bracha nowadays. And there's no such bedika within the Gemara, so I find it being a big element of Kiddush. Okay, Taf Lamed Daled Dinam Anoygim Teicha Bakar Bedika. So the person does bedika. What happens? What does he have to do immediately after the bedika? Aleph, after bedika, Yehi Nizer Bechametz Shemeshayer, whatever chametz you're leaving over to eat, etc. Or the chametz that you found that you plan to burn, you have to be careful. Latzniyai. To put it away in a safe place. Because if you don't, you might end up doing a second bedika. Why? How is that? If you're there and you see a little animal, a little rat, take that piece of chomus that you left over and run with it somewhere, well, you better go to bedika where that was. So put it away in a safe place where the chborim can't get to it. Or if you left over some bread for yourself, you left over 9 little loaves, it comes in the morning to eat breakfast, and there's only 9 left. Nobody was up late having a midnight snack, so there's one missing. It means we have to assume that an animal took it. So you have to put it away in such a way that the animals can't get to it. Because if they do, your bedika is no longer effective because there's chametz somewhere in this house. You're mechiv dibodik again. Al bastam, that's only if you actually have some indication that something happened. You saw the animal take it, or you know the math. Al bastam, I told you don't leave it out. But if you did leave it out and nothing happened, as far as you know, you're not aware that there was any loss. Lo, you're not mechiv do bedika again. A couple of kli will limit. So if you put if you covered it over with a kli, you come back, it's not inside the kli, under the kli. So in that situation, you're not to, it leaves like you don't have to do bedika. Now, why not? I mean, the thing is missing. Why are you keep a bedika? Shavari Adam Natali, definitely a person took it away because animals can't lift up kalim like that. If you cover it with a kli, like a nice bowl, they're not good at picking, lifting up the bowl. So therefore, the aid that you should cover with a kli. Therefore, even worse and worse, it's missing. It's not your headache. It must be a person took it. So the point is, put it away which the animals can't get to it. For example, cover it with a kli. Hang it in the air, away from any place where the animals can jump from. Put it into a box. And it has to be a box. Not all boxes are created equal. Some boxes that a chorm can get into. It has to be a box, which you know that the access for animals into that box is it's not possible. So such a box would obviate any need for doing a bedika a second time. Let's hold the Mishnah Berurah. Let's hold the Mishnah Berurah for tomorrow. Okay.